until I was 30. A lot of turmoil in life, divorce, in the problems that can bring with your confidence as a man. But my real dependence started in 2007, when I was diagnosed with cancer. I had ocular melanoma, which is a tumor around my optic nerve. And, of course, they had to remove everything. So I don't have a right eye. I'm blind on my right side. But, you know, God saw me through this. He was faithful. I trusted. From surgery to being cancer-free was 8 days. So, you know, he was very gracious in not having to let me deal with all the anxiety of that. And it was done and move on. The next part of it was making the decision to move to Florida. We were well-connected in a church in Charlotte, was serving, and also had, we just had friends and we were established. But God called us to really think about moving to Florida. My wife got a job offer down here, and she did not want to go. But we did, and God has blessed us in so many ways. One of the very first things I did was attend Ironman, and what a blessing that's been. And then we go fast forward to 2020, just about a month ago. I came down with COVID, and being 60 years old, I was concerned, but I put that in God's hands as well. Just trust him. And I did, I got through it. The only residual is that for some reason, I've lost quite a bit of my hearing in my right ear. I guess that's a thing. So now I'm blind in my right side. I can't hear on my right side. So, but there is a silver lining. If my wife gets grumpy with me, I just have to make sure I turn to the left. Problem solved. So, but anyway, what I really wanted to talk about this morning was just the realities of the last couple weeks. And please hear me say, this is not going to be political. This is not has anything to do with where you stand in your ideology. What God has nudged me for is here I am standing up here talking about trust, and I'm not trusting in him, dealing with what we're dealing with. A little bit about me. I'm a patriot. I love this country. I love our Constitution and the freedoms that we have, and I have so much admiration and respect for our police officers, first responders, our military. Whoa. So it was really hard, especially because you don't know where to get your information. There is so much corruption, so much, insidiousness in the world we live today. So with that, God has really, this last few days, responded in a huge way for me. Another confession. I've always been a little intimidated by the Old Testament. So I have not gone through the Old Testament, but I'm doing a chronological thing, and I'm getting pretty far into it now. And it's amazing how God uses a certain passage or a text in the Bible to really just let us know that he's there, that he's in control. So, I started thinking about our leaders in our country and just the corruption, and it's on both sides, let's be honest. But, God has used evil kings, he's used righteous kings to accomplish his will. I mean, that's what he does. And today's no different. I started thinking that, in my 60 years, I've never seen a time in our country like this. But this has been going on since the fall of man. So God's got this, and I know that. So just a couple days ago, my wife and I mean, we're sitting doing our devotions and reading, and I want to read to you a passage. It's really about kind of what I'm talking about here. So please bear with me while I find it and get my big print Bible. All right, this comes from the book of Amos in the fifth chapter, starting with verse number 10. They hate him who reproves in the gate, and they abhor him who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the floor, as you trample on the poor and exact taxes of grain from him, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you shall not dwell in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, and you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many transgressions you have, and how great your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe, and turn aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, he who is prudent, this is one that really spoke to me. Therefore, he who is prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good, not evil, that you may live, so that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you. As you have said, hate evil, love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. As I said earlier, that really spoke to me, knowing that God is trustworthy. We heard about that last week from Bob, that because he's trustworthy, we can trust him and with everything in our lives, and especially what's going on in the country. And, you know, I want to also, another thing that just affirmed that same day, and it's amazing that just all this has come to light with so much doubt and trepidation. So it was just last week. So every time you affirm your trust in me, you put a coin in my treasury. Thus you build up equity in the preparation for days of trouble. I keep safely in my heart all trust invested in me, with interest compounded continuously. The more you trust me, the more I empower you to do so. Practice trusting me during quiet days, when nothing much seems to be happening. Then, when storms come, your trust balance will be sufficient to see you through. Store up for yourself treasures in heaven through placing your trust in me. This practice will keep you in my peace. And that just washed over me, just absolutely calmed me. And even though none of us know what's going to happen with our next, you know, set of leaders, we don't know. We just don't know. There is so much corruption is the only word that comes to mind. But part of the reason I got so sidetracked is I started listening to this set of media reports. Then I listened to this. There's no truth in it. And they just want to, they have an agenda. They want you to be frightened. They want you to be fearful. The only truth that we have right here, God's word. So trust in that. Trust that he is sovereign. And truth is the cornerstone and foundation of trust. Thank you very much.
Nice job, Jamie.